for the family that you made us.
Hey, Nuggin, so what are you doing? Okay, later.
I is for the interest that you take.
Hello? Sorry, you must have the wrong number.
You want to talk a while?
N is for...
Nuggin here!
Knock it off already!
Call me crazy, but doesn't knock start with a K?
That's what phones used to sound like.
Do you mind? We're trying to practice something for our parents' 10th anniversary party.
So, practice at home.
Yeah, this is a history class.
Even the Tower of Babel was quieter. I mean, look at this place.
I didn't call you. Did you call me? I know I didn't call you. You must have called me.
Now can you hear me? Now can you hear me? Now can you hear me?
Mom, stop calling me at school. Oh, hold on, I got another call. Dad, you gotta stop calling me at school.
Speaking of babbling towers, gotta run.
Halt! You promised you'd practice this poem, and you owe me. Or do I need to remind you of this morning's disgusting incident?
Hey, I already apologized for leaving my underwear hanging from the bathroom doorknob. I made waffles!
The frozen kind. Now sit.
Okay, okay.
Hi. My battery just died. Can I borrow your cell?
I don't have one.
Really? Gee, I thought everyone did. Sorry.
Phones are totally about status, nothing else.
I thought you wanted one.
Do not! Even if my dad would let me have one.
Hold on, I'm getting another call. Hello? No, I didn't call you. Did you call me?
I mean, look at that. It's getting out of control.
So stop yammering and do something about it.
Like what? No one will listen to just me.
Start a petition to have them banned. Other schools have outlawed them.
It's the heart of the democratic process. At least that's what I learned in government class.
Are you serious?
Between cell phones ringing.
A petition? That's a great idea! Plus, I can have flyers printed up stating the anti-cell phone position, set up a table in the cafeteria for sign-ups,
wear a really cute outfit.
It's great you're putting together this little movie for my parents' anniversary, Tommy. It's gonna be the highlight of the party.
It'll be cool arranging all the photos into a small film, and a way to challenge my storytelling instincts.
Glad to hear you say that. And the good news is, there'll be plenty of material to work with. Good luck! Oh, and by the way, I gotta have it by Friday. See ya!
Oh. They're totally about showing off and nothing else.
Yeah!
Check this out! Wasn't that outfit hideous?
Hey!
Over my dead body! This puppy is brand new and state-of-the-art. I'm not giving it up just because a few insensitive kids are using it as a status symbol. Besides, duh, that's the point.
What I'm doing is completely fair. All I have to do is get 250 signatures to pass a resolution in the school charter.
Signatures, eh?
Save the cell phones! Save the cell phones! Save the cell phones! Save the cell phones!
Yo!
Huh?
Sign this petition before my life, our lives are ruined!
No way. You still owe me for the homework I let you copy back in sixth grade.
So let it go already! Sign up and save the cell phones! But that was in preschool!
What do you think you're doing?
Practicing democratic ideals. There's always an opposing point of view, and I represent it.
You'll never get the signatures you need. No one trusts you.
Like you know. This issue is near and dear to plenty of hearts. Hearts like theirs.
Just set your John Hancocks down right here before our lives are ruined?
Not a chance.
Same here. Don't you realize that if she gets her way, it's goodbye to cell phones?
Let's face it, Angelica. You've burned too many bridges.
Just too many people.
You're worse than us.
We figure we're safe so long as we exercise our right not to sign either petition.
Apathy is a vote, whatever that means.
Hey, Kimmy, how about going over the poem now? I feel bad about the whole underwear on the doorknob snafu and...
Forget it. We have a school to save.
Dude, you see the game last night? Oh, wait.
And not soon enough. Here, one of these needs to go into everyone's locker by lunch.
But...
By lunch!
Now, can you hear me? Now, can you hear me?
Well, if it isn't the messenger boy.
What do you want?
I'm so glad you asked. I need you to be the face of the pro cell phone petition drive.
Why me? I've never done anything to distinguish myself. Hardly anyone even knows who I am.
Perfect! You're a blank slate, no baggage. Besides, I asked everyone else and they said no.
I don't think so. I mean, Kimmy's so into banning cell phones, she thinks it's a really good idea.
So, it's all about what Kimmy wants, is it? But what do you want? Or do you want what you think Kimmy wants you to want?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, could you repeat that?
Isn't it time you were your own man instead of crawling around on your hands and knees doing your sister's bidding?
I am not crawling. Okay, I was, but I am not now.
Word of warning, my friend. Unless you take a stand now, someday soon you'll find yourself standing outside Kimmy's dressing room holding a bra for her to try on. By then it'll be too late to step out of her shadow.
A bra?
Walk with me. You can keep the pin.
Save the cells! Sign up today! Save the cells! Sign up today!
I can't believe it! Save the cells? My own brother?
Since when are you pro cell phone?
I'm not. I mean, not necessarily. I just don't want my sister telling me what I don't want to want. Talk to my advisor.
You're behind this.
Guilty. You were right. My face was the wrong one for this petition, but not Chucky's. That blank canvas has already gotten us 245 signatures. Only 5 shy of the winning.
That's impossible. I've been at this for days, and I've only gotten 94 signatures.
Aslegna Selkip. I don't know any Selkips.
Sure you do. She's that girl from, Turkey.
Lid and Yemet Selkip.
Cousins.
Wait a minute. Angelica Pickles backwards! I knew it. And I guess Lid and Yemet are Dill and Tommy.
Back to 250 signatures shy of winning.
And I'm signing on board as Kimmy's advisor. There is no way I'm gonna let you mess up the democratic process with your dirty tricks campaign. Come on, Imic.
Now can you hear me?
It was not to distinguish myself, to be who I am.
You mean a loser? And by the way, from now on, you're wearing contacts.
Contacts? But I can't touch my own eyeballs.
I took the liberty of picking some up from your eye doctor on the way home. That'll be $57.50. $20 for the lenses and $37.50 for my consulting fee.
I'm not sure I want to be my own man yet. I mean, I don't know much about the whole cell phone issue, so could we just leave my eyeballs out of this?
It's not about issues. It's about image, spin, smoke and mirrors. And according to my polling information, your glasses make you look untrustworthy. And the eyebrow dandruff on your lenses is gross.
Wait, you're doing polls?
Like I have the time? Duh, I hired someone. Now hold still.
On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being least likely, 5 being most likely, how often would you say you'd use a cell phone in the middle of gym class?
Never. I don't have a cell phone.
Okay, let's say for the sake of my poll, you do.
Deal. I don't have time for this. I barely slept trying to get this movie done for the Finster's anniversary party. It's only a few days away and I'm still scanning. And I promise Chucky.
On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being absolutely not and 5 being absolutely, do you resent Chucky for asking you to do this?
Oh, Deal.
What did you say?
I said, can you hear me?
Early bird catches the worm.
Correction. Cookies catches the worm.
Hang up on cells. Cute! And tasty.
We'll get enough names by the end of first period.
Ouch! Locker.
Ooh.
Water fountain.
Food poisoning!
There's nothing wrong with these cookies. I baked them myself.
It's trichinosis, I tell ya!
You get that from undercooked pork.
Oh.
Salmonella!
Eggs.
Botulism?
Dirt.
The opposition's trying to poison me!
You can knock off the performance. You scared everyone off.
Well, I do. I feel better.
Don't anyone move! I left contacts around here somewhere.
Ow.
But how are we going to fight Angelica and her sleazy tactics and still win? I don't know. Maybe this petition thing wasn't a good idea.
You can't give up now and just let Angelica roll over you.
Angelica? I thought we were fighting for the cell phone list.
Sure, and them too.
So what are you doing?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
And according to my numbers, scientifically calculated to within 5/8 of a point, the petition race is a dead heat.
Even after my performance this morning? Are you sure your numbers are accurate?
Pick up sticks, don't lie. Kimmy's argument trumps your scare tactics. She's the face of positive. In fact, in all my hours of polling, I've never seen numbers like hers. I mean, she puts her name on mud, and the next thing you know, they'll be serving it up at the cafeteria.
I gotta take Kimmy down a notch or two. But how?
Well, I'd buy mud in the cafeteria. I don't sling it, sister.
Turbo espresso smoothie to go.
Coming up! So how you progressing with the film footage and photos I gave you? Not that I'm being pushy, but the party is in 2 days.
Great, fine, not a problem. It'll be done on time. Yes, it will.
Perfect. But we can't do this!
Will you keep it down? Clearly you don't understand modern politics.
But breaking and entering? But what if we get caught? I don't think I can live down that kind of humiliation.
You live it down all the time.
Good point. Oh, I wish I never mentioned the embarrassing Kimmy photos.
Live and learn. Besides, nothing destroys an issue more than embarrassing photos.
Hello?
Rick, someone hand me a cell phone?
It's a frame-up! This is all Angelica's Dirty Tricks campaign! It's Pottygate, I tell you! That's it. That's the last one.
Oh, man. I'm loaded with paper cuts.
Psst. What's going on?
Not supposed to leak information to the opposition, but Angelica's been stingy at paying me. So here goes. What do you want first, the bad news or the even worse news?
Bad.
Recent poll numbers suggest this latest tactic of Angelica's has worked. The anti-cell numbers are down. Way down. Falling off the charts down. Like they're wearing iron pants down.
We get the point.
Don't you want to hear the worst news?
I already know the worst news. My brother gave Angelica this idea. Who else would have known about the photo?
Nothing left to do but fight fire with fire.
What do you mean?
Tomorrow you two will be presenting your cases at the school assembly. You'll just have to get down and dirty.
But what about our ideals? The democratic process?
You want your issue to win, don't you? It's time to take Angelica, cell phones down!
And in conclusion, let me just say...
Hold up cell phone!
Hold up cell phone!
No, you hold up the cell phone!
Oh, right. The only way you'll take this from me is out of my old... I mean, cold, dead hands.
Yeah, when you aren't using those cold, dead hands to hang your dirty, tidy whiteys on the bathroom doorknob.
Once! I did it once!
This was about cell phones, not dirty, tidy whiteys hanging off of doorknobs. Which, by the way, I am for.
Ew!
Done? Yeah, it's done. The film's done. Practically done.
Bro, never mind. Back to sleep.
Well, you still sleep with a baby blanket.
And you still suck your thumb.
Better than chewing on my own toenails.
Well, I'll tell you something about Kimmy Finster's commitment to the anti-cell phone lobby you should know. She asked Santa Claus for a cell phone 3 years in a row. I've got her lists.
Yeah, she's a goner now.
I'll say.
Okay, okay. I admit it. But I wanted the cell phone before I didn't want it. That's it. I'm calling it. This debate is over.
Hey, it's not over till I say it's over.
Okay, it's over.
And I'm not going to our parents' wedding anniversary if you're going to be there.
Same goes for me.
I hate you.
Double it and caramel sauce.
I wish I'd never started this whole stupid petition thing.
Now can you hear me? Now can you hear me? I've done worse than undermine democracy. I've helped bust up a family.
Ah, you've done worse, kid.
And that was one hammy reading you just gave.
This is all your fault. You started this whole mess by playing dirty.
I always play dirty. Plus, Kimmy and Chucky were more than happy to go along, so it's not like it's all our fault.
But like it or not, we're the ones still speaking to each other. We have to talk them both into going to their parents' anniversary party.
I don't get involved in family business.
Ha! Since when? And even you know their own children have to be there.
Especially if I could get blamed for them not showing.
Yeah, your parents could punish you by taking away your cell phone.
Oh! Now who's playing dirty?
And as your advisor, I order you to go.
Forget it. Not after all the things Kimmy said.
What? What did she say? Not anything anyone didn't already know.
That's not true.
Word on the grapevine is you and Kimmy aren't going to the anniversary party.
The grapevine would be correct.
Well, if you think you're not gonna show...
Think again, my friend! I haven't stayed up night and day for a week just so this movie can play to an empty room!
Okay. But I'm only doing this for you and my parents. Will you let go now? My skin hurts. And I'm not sitting anywhere near that Finster girl!
And I'm really sorry for the part I played in all of this mess, but you have got to go to your parents' anniversary party. Your mom and dad will be so hurt if you don't.
Fine. But I'm not sitting anywhere near that Chucky guy!
So, here's to the kids on their tent! And now, rumor has it, we're in for some entertainment. Chucky and Kimmy have prepared something extra special. Wow. Did someone just hear crickets? Hey, kids.
F is for the family that you ruined.
Well, I is for the icky way you treated me.
It's what we get for sending them to public school.
N is for the nincompoop you are.
S is for the sister that you're not.
Bro, we're sinking. We'll tape.
And two
are not.
Huh? What?
Tape. We'll tape. We'll tape.
And two
are not.
Thank you.
know what's going on, but it's working.
We couldn't be more proud.
Yeah.
Oh, Angelica, isn't it beautiful? They call this a gift bag. Wow, I can actually hear the birds. It is so nice since your cell phone ban went through.
Didn't. Compromised instead.
A cell phone free zone? You know, that's a great idea. Why did we think of that in the first place? I'm amazed you're in the zone, girl. Can't use your phone.
All right, I'll admit it. I'm not totally unhappy not being on my cell phone every minute. I'm actually talking to people, you know, directly, face to face. Did I say you could look at me? Feels great.
Well, that was my goal. To show people they don't need cell phones to actually communicate.
What's that?
What's what?
That?
I don't hear anything.
It's coming from... your pocket.
Told you not to call me at school.
I just wanted to know if we were walking home together.
Well, can I help if my dad gave us these as a thank you gift for their anniversary party? I'll put it away. Just as soon as I text message someone.